And now this is a dictation for Carol, C-A-R-O-L, Kremecki, or Kremecki, K-R-Z-E-M-E-C-K-I, December 25, 1952. Addressed as a letter to Dr. Mautsatson, Mautsatson, 953-5153. Dear Dr. Mautsatson, a telemedicine follow-up for Carol, who has chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, metabolic acidosis, hypertension, obesity, last visit, June 2021. She did have coronavirus. She received a vaccine and booster. Did not require hospital admission. Diagnosed on January 13, although symptoms started January the 9th. She blamed from going to buy groceries, although she wore a mask all the time. Severe cough, requiring cough suppressants and codeine. Some sore throat. No purulent material hemoptysis. Did not require any oxygen, no dyspnea. No associated vomiting, diarrhea. Did not lose sense of taste or smell. Already starting to feel better. Husband developed symptoms after her. Next paragraph. Other problem was significant volume overload before coronavirus back in December. Received evaluation emergency room, intravenous diuretics, was not admitted to the hospital, followed by Bumex for 30 days that already stopped, 25 pounds weight loss with improvement of edema as well as shortness of breath. Next paragraph, evaluated by gastroenterologist at Lansing, L-A-N-S-I-N-G, because of bloatiness, belching, loose stools, serology workup negative for alternative abnormalities, stopping metformin, improved symptoms 100%. Next paragraph, other review system right now is negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. She is off the metformin. On insulin pump, blood pressure metoprolol, losartan, HCTC with a potassium sparing diuretic. Next paragraph, she is alert to the intestine 3, good historian, normal speech, no respiratory distress. Next paragraph, a recent CT scan. This is from December 15, and this was done because of abdominal bloatiness. Some cardiomegaly, calcification mitral valve, prior gallbladder removal, left adrenal adenoma, no kidney obstruction, however, bilateral stones, normal urinary bladder, does have uterine fibroids, next paragraph, most recent chemistry is December creatinine 1.1, and she's been as high as 1.2. At the time of the gastrointestinal symptoms, uric acid was 7. Testing for celiac disease was negative. Diabetes A1C at 7. No ovoparasites in the stools. Stool culture negative for pathogenic bacteria. high TSH, but normal 3T4. Back in December, creatinine 1.1. At that time, low sodium, high potassium, normal acid base, normal calcium, low albumin, low protein, GFR in that opportunity, around 52 at stage 3. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. 6KD at stage 3, appears stable, no progression, no indication for dialysis. Next number, hypertension appears to be well controlled. Next number, elevated potassium. Blood test needs to be rechecked. If persisting elevation, we will discontinue triamterene, T-R-I-A-M-T-E-R-E-N-E, potassium sparing diuretic. Next number, gastrointestinal symptoms related to metformin, completely back to normal by stopping the medication. Next number, coronavirus infection without respiratory distress, improving. Next number, there was volume overload in the recent past. However, I don't see change of the kidney function. Pro-BNP was mild elevated in the 400-500. There has been nothing to suggest nephrotic syndrome or proteinuria. Next number, bilateral kidney stones without obstruction. All issues discussed with the patient. We will monitor chemistries and potentially stop triamterene as indicated above. End of dictation.